Welcome to Island CT Podcast.
A podcast about
education,
science,
and art of this week.
We are way overshooting.
Sorry.
Let me just drop it. No. Testing? Okay. We're just going to go with it.
Okay.
Yeah, this was a little bit of rough start. We haven't done a podcast since, let's see,
where's our homepage? We don't remember the date. Let's
February.
Just say it.
February 4th. Wow.
And each month we've said, yes, let's do it this weekend.
Okay, so maybe a bit of explanation, like what's been happening. We took on a lot.
We did.
And it started, preparation started in February.
Mm-hmm.
And we took on doing 4 school ERDF events.
In the spring and the fall.
In the spring. Just in the spring. 4 mm-hmm. in the spring. Plus 2 BOK events.
Right.
So, yeah, that was a lot.
Plus, 6 events in 6 months.
Yeah. In less than 6 months. Way less.
Mm-hmm.
March, April, May, June. 6 events in 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to go, and then we went over to the championships.
Yes.
In Truckee, California. We were trying to get 2 meter going at the same time, and we thought we had it figured.
Right.
So there was this huge pressure to get it done so we could do 1 2 meter school event.
Mm-hmm.
And then it failed.
Right.
We borrowed
2-meter transmitters.
Yeah. And then some people from the club decided to do an extra event.
Mm-hmm.
2 extra events, actually.
Right.
Well, no. There was one at Birkhead that was already planned. We knew mm-hmm. that one was going to happen. But then there was this whole extra week-long thing, which we really basically didn't do. I mean, we wanted to, but
it was a
too
crazy
much.
Time yeah. for just what needed to be done at that time.
So we have nothing prepared, but we're just really psyched to get this going again.
Right. This is our kickoff to, we are going to start, we're making a commitment this weekend, and we're going to do it again within a few weeks.
So I think this, we're not going to have any science articles? Is that?
We are not having any science articles. Instead, we are doing an overview of what we've done in the spring and with ARDF this year.
Yeah, so this is going to be our ARDF only episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe we'll start with our first 2 school events.
Okay.
So let me see, they were...
So we had 1 in March, March 27th, or sorry.
March
25th.
25th. And April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So they were 80 meter classics, and... let me close everything else. I have so many tabs open. Done at Carolina North Forest.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a really low turnout.
We did.
Which was a bummer. But the people that did turn out were really...
were our gung-ho families.
Our gung-ho crews, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was nice.
Yeah. And I think part of that was a lack of communication.
We got started late.
We got started late, and then there's a message that goes out to all the schools, and that message wasn't going out, but I didn't realize it wasn't going out until after 2 events.
Right.
So that was a bit of a mess, but now I know, and now I know how to deal with it, which is even better.
Yeah. And one of the parents, Jason, on their second one, got us a really cool picture. Picture's not super cool. It's kind of blurry, but he managed somehow to grab a shot of an owl going by, which was cool.
In the middle of listening to his radio, taking pictures of his son.
Yeah. Well, his son wasn't there on that one.
Oh, that's true. He was helping that time.
He was helping. Yeah.
Okay. So
anyway, they were pretty low key.
Mm-hmm.
And then April 29th, we had a sprint.
Mm-hmm.
That was our first ever. So that's another thing that took time. I was cutting poles for it and...
Oh, yeah.
And cutting new antennas mm-hmm. and making new antennas because we're going to use shorter ones so that I'd have time to put them that morning. Was that the plan? I can't remember.
Right. So we, you know, it's one of those things like, yeah, we should do a sprint. Yeah, that's really cool. Oh, it won't take much planning. And then all of a sudden...
Sprint will be super easy.
It'll be super easy.
Because the antennas are shorter.
Great plan.
Oh, this
and
is great.
And pickup will be awesome.
It'll be a piece of cake.
Yeah, right.
And then we realized we don't have any sprint poles. Yeah. So they have to all be made. And
there's twice as many antennas to put up. So, yeah, they're easier to put up. But it doesn't take half the time to put one up. So, yeah. Anyway, so I mean, I'm really crazy. Psyched we did it.
Oh,
it was really cool.
And that's where we got our new antenna system, the crappy pole, the fishing pole. And
yeah.
We used that. And I didn't realize Patrick had tied it to a tree. And I yanked it off the tree and totally destroyed the antenna the first time out.
Yeah.
Oh, well, lesson learned.
I'd like to try that again.
Oh, me too. I felt horrible about destroying our first one, but...
Yeah. So Toby was our main guy that tried out the sprint, so that's mm-hmm. cool. Do you remember, did he do the fox ring last year or in the fall?
I'm not sure if he could.
Not sure. Anyway, he's the only one of our school students that actually did the sprint. There was another family,
mm-hmm.
first time show. That was cool.
And what was really cool is that Toby went out on the sprint.
Yeah.
And... he was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it by myself. It's within the kind of the school grounds for both middle school and high school. It goes out in the woods a bit, but it's fairly close.
Yeah. Was in the woods.
Right.
The slow foxes were in the woods. Yeah.
Exactly. And then he came back and he was just like, whoa, I stopped now because I had to get back in time because they were going somewhere else.
Yeah.
And... at our world competition, or at the U.S. competition in Truckee, Joe came back, and it was his first sprint, and I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
And he goes, that was very confusing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I realized, wow, Toby took it so calmly about, you know, all the transmitters being on in very quick intervals, and it was just really neat.
Actually, here's another thing that... was crazy about this one. We went to set it up, and then we realized, well, we got another family signing up. They've never done RDF. Well, you can't put someone that's never done RDF out on a course, on a sprint course. I mean, that's just insane.
And I'm so glad you did that, because
so
our area attracts a lot of people from all over the world.
Right.
And so we had this new family that just moved to the area. And
were they from Korea?
I think so.
Yeah.
And
I can't remember.
They had only been here 3 months, and here they were going out on an RDF course as a family. It was shocking and wonderful to think, wow, that's so brave.
So I had set up a foxhunting course.
Yeah.
And so that added to it. Mm-hmm. So.
And luckily we had Charles and Nadia come by. And they helped out.
Yep.
They just came by to help out. So it was very
sweet. That
was
cool. Mm-hmm. So that was the sprint. Our first one ever. That was very cool. And then we had the 2 meter.
Right.
And.
Which we also did another. Foxo.
There was a Foxo on that one
also. Because we had that same family come back.
Right.
And I'm so glad we did another Foxo.
And there was also another family that was new, Michael and Michael.
Yes.
He was going to do some scouting.
Right.
And
right.
so they got onto the foxoring course also.
Yeah. And it was a good way to practice orienteering skills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Putting someone on a 2 meter course first time off.
It's a lot to take in.
Yeah. And I didn't realize.
Both the sprint and the 2 meter. Very difficult courses.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't think I thought I set them up where there wouldn't be any issue. And when we were on the course, it didn't seem too difficult compared to the championships. But when you don't know, like, how tough it can be, I remember Toby, after coming back, having, you know, we gave him a really good receiver, mm-hmm. and he got out into the top of the hill that's straight down the road, or up the road, I guess I should say, from our meeting place, went to the top and pointed in one direction and had a strong signal from the foxes. And his father was just a few steps away and was pointing in the other direction and got a signal in that direction. I was like, what the hell?
It was so hard. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta
move.
2 meter
is just a challenge.
Yeah.
And not one that I have figured out yet, but I am working on it.
I have to say, during the championships, just, mm-hmm. was it a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
That was my best time ever.
No, I know.
And I totally missed one of the controls.
Right.
But that was working with equipment that wasn't
working.
Well, it wasn't set up for that.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't hear. I had very limited range because I couldn't tune in all the way to where the foxes were transmitting.
Right.
So I was always off tuned a little bit higher frequency, which means that unless I was really close, I mean, really, maybe 500 meters away, I couldn't hear them at all.
Right.
And from the start, I couldn't hear anything. So mm-hmm. I was really psyched how I did.
Oh, yeah. You did a phenomenal job.
And it's hard to believe, it's hard to implement this, but the thing that really hits me home with 2 meters is you can't take any signal as being definitive. Oh. You have to be suspicious of everyone, which means you have to keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, tops of hills are better than other places, but you can't just go to the tops of hills and get your signals there. You have to keep listening.
Right.
And then you start to get a feeling over a while. Wow. Always seems to point in this direction.
Right.
But when I'm over here, it points in this other direction. But it only happens here. So,
right.
You know. So, mm-hmm. yeah. So that was our 2 meter for the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had our 2 BOK events.
Yes.
Our longest ones ever.
Yeah. So that was Olmsted cool. was really... It was a lot of fun.
Yep.
We had one family from Smith, which was nice.
Toby?
Yeah,
Toby
and his mother was walking around the
area. His mother was walking around the area. Got pictures for us, which is very cool.
Which is really nice. And we got a lot of new people that hadn't tried it before.
Yep.
So I was really impressed with how the day went overall.
Yeah, that was a really cool one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was by far the longest one we'd ever put on.
Right. So and nice. The people were coming back with a really nice appreciation for what the sport is. Mm-hmm. And I always get excited when they come back and they're like, oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
And then we did one at Eno.
And that was insane.
Yes.
Heavy.
Yeah, Patrick
with the hills.
Up and down and hills, and it's just really challenging to go and place equipment. And the equipment and the position of the foxes were set up so that he couldn't drive to them and simply drop them off close to.
Actually, you can't take mountain bikes at Eno.
No.
So, although at Olmsted you could, but mostly I didn't.
Right. Because there's only one section that you could have really used it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It didn't make sense, so.
No. So, and for Eno, luckily we had Emery help pick up, which was always appreciated.
Yeah.
And it made pickup go twice as fast.
Yeah, that was really good.
It was awesome.
Because we were pretty tired by the end.
We were. And I don't do as much of the physical activity as you do. But by the end, we're both like, okay, let's pack this up.
Like, let me grab our maps.
Okay.
Talk about the championships?
Yeah.
So I have the Masters here, if you want.
And this is the U.S. championship that just took place in Truckee, California.
The man was Jay Hennigan. putting on. That was cool.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I think these are mine. Sorry. These are yours.
Okay.
So the first day was foxering. I didn't get any pictures from the foxering. It's too bad. What happened with the fox? Oh, how did the foxering? Something happened with me.
Yeah.
Where am I listening?
The fox ring.
What's my result on foxering?
For your fox ring.
Did I last? Yeah.
You got 85.
But the point is, I only got 5 of the 9 controls.
Right.
That's why I came in last.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
How did it go for you?
I did okay. I got 72 minutes.
Did you get all your foxes?
I got all my foxes.
Yeah.
I did only get 6 though, and you had 9.
So this is why I only got 5. It took me over 50 minutes to get the first one. And I did this mistake. Like I've talked about this before, and I can't believe it happened again. But they put one of the little Foxo transmitters at the start, and I stood next to it, and I tuned it in, and I put it where I thought the dial, like it sounded like I liked to have it sound.
Right.
But I had the gain way low. What I had to do was walk away like a good 50 meters and tune it in with the gain high.
Right.
So I was tuned way off of the frequency.
Right.
And then, so I went to Fox 1. Did you have to get Fox 1? Is that,
yes,
was that on the
I
list?
Did.
So it's not a huge distance. It's like what?
No.
It looks like 3, 4. Well, it's less than 500 meters.
Right.
And there's a trail right before we get to it. And I, because I was tuned off, I couldn't hear it. But I wasn't thinking that I couldn't. Like, I thought I should be able to hear it. And I went up and down that trail and from different curves and it left, trying to find the boulders where Fox 1 was. And then searching wider and wider around this area. And then finally, I found Fox 6, which was not on one of the ones I had to get. Once I got 6, which I kind of went for, like, you know, it's marked on your map. And I retuned my receiver. And then I found one pretty fast. And then I just gave up on all of the ones to the north of there. The finish was towards the south. And then I started coming down towards the south. And then skipped another one. So once I had it tuned in correctly, I was good.
Yeah.
But, oh, that was so frustrating.
And for me, I had a hard time finding one.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if it was because my first one out. But
didn't several
Joseph people say, had a hard time with one.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was just location and it messed people up because of the location or the particular fox that made it more challenging or what. But I know several people had problems. I went by it a bit and then had to come back to it.
But, anyway, yeah. That was the foxo.
Yeah.
So did really bad.
The foxo, and it was quite warm that day.
It was warm the first 3 days.
Yeah, it was really warm that day, so that would have been the other challenge. Yeah. And then when you move from, what was it, 8 to 9, and then, or 7 to 9, which I had to do, and then 9 to 10,
oh, yeah.
It was extreme uphill.
This huge. So, well, you had to go down. You were already down pretty far into your entrance when you went to 9.
Yeah.
And then from there, you had to go way up there. And there was no way around it.
No.
I looked at the road. There's a road just beyond 9.
Yeah.
And usually you think, you know, the roads a lot of times they'll cut across lines.
Right.
So you have a choice. Do you go straight for the road and go uphill? Or do you go further along and not have to go uphill and get the road later? And this time it's like the road was a contour line.
Right. So it was like, okay, I have to give up on that one.
Yeah. And did you go straight up the hill?
I did.
Yeah.
I went across. I just went for it because I couldn't see a way to get to it. And there's a small road that I aimed for close to 10 to lead me around by 10.
Yeah. So 10 was the last one before the finish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I ran out of time when I got there. So
yeah,
I skipped 10.
But it was a steep uphill, and so at least it was a nice downhill on the way to
the finish.
The finish.
From 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I just came barreling down that road hoping I didn't run out of time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was, must have been Friday?
Friday, yeah.
Oh, and I have, and I did get pictures for the sprint.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing special there. Oh, not many, actually. Okay, the next day was the dreaded 2 meter.
Oh, I thought it was a sprint the next day and then the 2 meter.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Right, we haven't talked about the sprint yet.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so my map for the sprint is totally blank.
Yeah.
I just started to run.
So is mine. It's totally empty, except for the numbers I had to go for.
Yeah. Well, you have 2, 3, and 3.
Well, I tried to mark them out where they were.
Wait, that's not the sprint. That's 2 meter you're looking at. Oh, I don't have your sprint map,
yeah.
Do I?
Sorry. So the sprint...
Did I lose your sprint map?
No, don't know I probably it lost it.
Oh, that's the sprint.
There's the sprint map. Okay, so sprint was kind of crazy. I got out there. I was all excited. My receiver is one that you set a certain number, and then that digital number is your code.
The frequencies were off.
Yeah, the frequencies. And Patrick has a little knob that he can switch frequencies and adjust. And I got out there and I was like,
I can't hear anything.
I think I'm going deaf today. I can't hear anything unless I'm really close and then I can hear it. And I'm like, I think there's something wrong with my headphones. And so for the first two in the slow, I was like, my headphones, there's something wrong with my headphones. And then I realized, no, I'm just not hearing anything. And I have to change the frequency. And so I was like, okay, I've spent too long, change the frequency. I'm going back to the beacon and then I'll get back on. And now I know how to change frequencies, so I'm set. But yeah, that was kind of crazy.
So I'm looking at my thing. Too bad my GPS didn't work until we did the 80 meters, so I don't have any track. But I'm just, I started. That's the problem with the sprint. The area is small enough that getting by without doing much orienteering, you don't lose as much as you would with 80 meter.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started to run, and my running speed is so much higher than my navigation speed. So basically, it's bad, but from the very first control, I think I lost myself on the map, and I just kept going.
Oh, sprint, I didn't even try. And the nice thing about sprint is you have to imagine we walked out on this road for, a half hour before we even got to the start position for the sprint.
Right.
So we were like, and we had just we'd been in part of that area the day before for Sprinto. And, what do you call it?
The Foxo?
Foxo.
Foxo Ring.
Foxo Ring. And so we kind of knew the area, but we were at the edge of the area where the start was. And
actually,
then
we helped,
I was like,
pick up
for
the Foxo Ring.
Right.
And the area we helped was right by the start. Did you know it was a big open area?
Yeah, like it was.
This big.
And, the thing was, when we were walking out, I have to say I dreaded doing the sprint because I was like, they usually do this in parks where you can see everybody run around and it's so much fun.
Yeah.
And this one, we're going to be on a hillside running up and down, and it's not going to be as fun because you won't see anyone, right? And then we got out there, it was this huge flat area where you ran around on the sprint, so you still had that feeling of running crazy trying to get your foxes while other people are getting their foxes.
That's the day that I fell
and hurt your
and I hurt my, Vadim's receiver has a, which I'm using as a kind of, the bottom is a bit sharp and I've taped it up since then, but that was a bit of a handicap for the rest of the event.
And although they didn't mark it on the results, I got 7 foxes.
Oh, cool. Well, yeah. Because you got one that you weren't supposed to.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I wish the GPS had worked, because I'm looking at the order that I had decided to get them, and I'm looking at the master, and I'm like, what? What was I thinking? Huh.
And then the fast ones, by the time I got on the right frequency, I was ready to go because everything was working.
Because everything was working, yeah. Yeah. Got a medal for the...
Yeah.
Because, but the reason I did is because Joe had a receiver like yours.
Like mine.
And so he couldn't hear some of the foxes. And
it took him a long time to figure it out, too.
Yeah.
I was glad it took him a long time because I felt like I was going crazy trying to get to it.
Okay. So Saturday was 2 meter.
Mm-hmm. Ah, 2 meter.
The dreaded 2 meter. Mm-hmm. So this was, I mean, I talked about the problems I had, but... Once I was getting closer, you know, I could start to hear. Usually I heard 2 or 3 at a time. So it actually didn't. Once I finally got the first one, it actually didn't affect me too much because I could always hear 1 from where I was.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of enforced. It was like a distance measurement, right?
Right.
If I could hear it, it was worth going for it. Next, mm-hmm. because I knew it was closer. The only problem is 4 was behind this hill and so far away. And I
knew where I got, that one was. Yeah. I wouldn't have been able maybe to track it down, but I knew it was way up here somewhere.
It was up here in the saddle.
Yeah.
Because
I walked that up that way.
Did you?
Yeah.
I did too.
I was trying to hear
something. And I ran
something.
Out of time.
It was so challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... I didn't even get 1 because I got 2 confused, even though I tried to walk around. And I was.
I saw you by
back.
Number 1.
Oh, yeah. I was by them walking.
What did you say? You're going for number 2 or for number 3?
Yeah.
And I didn't say anything. I was like, can't talk. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm going for 1. And I know 2's to the left because I heard it on the way. And it can't be that close. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Oh, it was frustrating. But it was good.
So look at my map. That's why I took a picture to put on our webpage with pictures. This is my area around 2.
Yeah,
I went back and forth across there, chasing reflections, and
I just focused on 2 and 3. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get 2 or 3.
Some people had a problem with 2, and some like me found it right pretty fast after they got to it.
Yeah,
but 2, I think most people had problems with.
3, you mean?
2.
Okay,
Some people had problems with 3, but some people got them no problem. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time I drew longer lines.
Right.
So you could see, like, I was going on the way to 1, and on the way, suddenly, about halfway to 1, I could hear 3. So I'm like, it's this way. And then after 2, I could hear him, and I'm like, it's this way. And when I was close to 1, I could hear him, and it's like this way. And then on my way from 1 to 2, I could hear him this way, and you can see it made like a little square.
Yeah.
And I found him right at 1 corner of the square. And 2, I had the same thing. It was more like this long triangle.
Yeah.
And I went looking for him over here. I was so convinced, chasing the reflection. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I went past. And when I started to leave this
That's
area,
when I started hearing 4.
Oh, you could hear. See, I couldn't hear him from.
I started hearing 4 when I wandered off.
Got it.
And then I was like, oh. I don't know where I am now.
That might have helped me. If I could have heard 4 when I was at 2, after 3, I might have gone up north and taken this and found him. So, yeah, this doesn't make for a great podcast without showing the map.
Right.
But.
Right.
Anyway, 2 is crazy. It always is.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday was 80 meter. My map has a few marks on the start.
Right.
Where, okay, two's this way, three, four, five. And then after that, so I started to go north towards five, and Joseph was in the same group as me, and I was going to keep track of the map and figure out the best strategy. And then it's like, I got to beat Joseph. And by the time I got to five, I'm like, I don't know. I'm somewhere north. And I kind of, it was better. So 2 meter, I always knew exactly where I was.
Yeah.
But 80, I kind of, it wasn't as bad as the sprint. But
right. Harley, so. Right before I started, Harley said, you know, I asked someone at the world's competition,
yeah,
you know, what's your piece of advice for me as I'm just starting out? And the guy said, always go for the foxes that are furthest away from the finish.
Right.
And, you know, for me, I hadn't really thought through that. So I was like, wow, that makes sense. I don't know why I didn't think about that before, but yes, that makes sense. So when I went through the starting area where you can stop and listen, I stopped there for a while and figured out what one was furthest away. And then I made a map of how to get back, like, you know, what order to go yeah. in. And when I was clear about the order, I left, but it took me about, well, over 5 minutes, because Harley came up and was listening by that point.
Yeah. So the way I figured it was similar, but it was more like thinking of an arc.
Mm-hmm.
So we started, like, if the map is pointing, so it's landscape
right.
shaped or orientation with the right. north up, and the finish is in the bottom left, and the start is just to the north of there, about
right.
a third of the way up the map. So I thought to myself, there's got to be something way to the north, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go for that first.
Right.
And I didn't have to do one. Which actually it turned out that wouldn't have mattered anyway, but the marks that I have on my map are close to the start, and you can see I have five to the north, four and three to the northeast, and two to the east. And from that point on, I knew five, four and three I'll figure out when I get around there, but I right. thought I'd go for four. And I actually did four and three in the wrong order, but, you know, whatever. And then two, in the east, because that puts it the closest to the finish.
Right.
And so it's not zigzaggy. That was so funny with both you and Joseph getting, was
oh,
it on the
yes.
way to
five? No, it was on the way to five.
It can't be five. Five was
yeah.
up.
Yeah, they're
tire tracks.
Yeah. He drove his truck right up by five.
Yeah, that was Bob.
Yeah.
Who was course setting, which
yeah.
huge thanks to Bob,
yes.
who did the course setting
yeah, thank you
every
so
day.
Much.
So that was
and
really
all
cool.
the people that were at the start and finish each day.
Yeah.
They had four people that were there all the time. And
yeah.
it was huge. It
yeah.
was really nice.
Yeah. So there was another one. I can't remember if it's three or four, but I'm running behind Joseph. I don't know if we had to get different ones or what, because we're a different age group, but the trail goes straight and along my line where I think I'm, or close to it, for the next fox. And Joseph keeps going on the trail when it takes a turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, screw this. I'm, you know, it can't be that far away. I'm going for it. And I don't know, he might have gotten to it first, but that was also a tire tracks one. Fresh tire track, because it had rained.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, that was really smart, both of you.
And then also, as you get really close to the fox, especially if you had rain like we did, you can start to see the footprints really close, because they sink into the mud where people don't care. No, I'm right next to it. Uh-huh. I'm going for it. I'm going to protect my shoes.
Anyway. So that's the excitement of Ardiff.
Yes.
It was really just a fun time.
It was awesome.
Yeah. And that area is absolutely beautiful. It's around Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
And we've never been there.
And it's just such a different forest than what we have on the East Coast.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
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 And it was so hot. And then suddenly the last day.
We were like, wearing our poofs.
Yeah.
And a rain jacket
and a
over,
rain jacket.
And it had dropped down to 38 degrees.
Oh, yeah. I was seriously thinking. Well, someone that morning said it was down to 34.
Yeah.
They'd camped closer to the park.
I was kind of worried about running out in a course with it being that cold or colder.
I was saying to myself, when my start time comes up, I'm going to see what the weather is like. And, you know, I'm not getting too far down out the map if it starts to get nasty because, well, who is it? Jerry Boyd was saying, you know, he's done a lot of search and rescue. And he was like, hypothermia in this condition, when you are not set, you weren't expecting this type of weather and you're not dressed for it. That's a really serious concern.
Right.
So I was in the beginning thinking, hey, I'm ready to bail whenever I feel like I'm getting too far off.
And that's the way I felt.
But then it warmed up.
I felt so bad for Jerry Boyd because the weather changed like totally within a half hour. So we ended up running
within a half hour of us getting to the start.
Right.
But it took a really long time to get to the start. So he wouldn't have known.
No, it was about an hour.
Yeah.
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 You're right. It was about an hour and the weather went from.
Because I remember when I started. So this is another thing with Joseph. When I started, I was wearing my raincoat, my thin sweater and my poof underneath the raincoat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just going to lock it. I, you know, not taking any chances and stuff. About a third of the way to number five, I'm shedding everything. I'm just got my very thin sweater.
Yeah.
And then I take off again and we're off cycle. And suddenly I slow down because I'm thinking I'm getting close. And Joseph comes running up to my right. I thought I was so far ahead of him.
Yeah.
And then he stops, starts stripping clothes off. Because, it was cold, but there's that competitive spirit.
Oh,
and
I know.
I just heated up so much. And
then
right after five, I took off my last sweater and was just in t-shirt with, or one of those exercise shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, a big thanks to the volunteers.
Yes.
Jay Hennigan, Woody.
Mm-hmm.
Bob that we went to dinner with,
and
Tom
mm-hmm.
That we went to dinner with also, and I know that Bill Smathers did some carting of supplies from Southern California. He brought some stuff, and so thanks to everybody who put it
really
on.
Wonderful.
I know Bob Cooley, of course, who did the course setting.
Yeah.
So
very nice course.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So this is it for this podcast, right? It's an all ARDF podcast, but makes sense because that's been almost 100% of our life for the last few months.
Right.
I'm psyched. There were some really interesting articles that I wanted to discuss, but they're like a couple weeks old already, and
we just
finally got a breather.
Right,
we're still unpacking stuff from the championships.
We are,
and dealing with the grass totally overgrowing in the
in the car that broke down.
In the car that broke down,
it's like no.
So we'll have another podcast soon with some science.
Definitely.
Bear Island is coming up.
Right.
Which will be cool.
That's always nice.
So how do we end these things?
Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the podcast.
And
we've got no blog.
We don't have
There's
a
just
blog
not
right
the time.
Now.
So
check out our blog soon.
No, check out the
Oh, the pictures.
We have lots of stuff we've been putting on for each of the school ARDF events.
Right.
And the championship pictures are all up.
And if you're in our area, definitely come out and join us. We have BOK events and school-specific events.
Yeah.
And we're always looking for new faces.
Yep. Oh, and in the spring, the championships.
Right.
We're hosting the U.S. champion and region championships.
So be okay. Here. We'll be hosting the championships. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so thank you for listening and
see you later.
Goodbye.